This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Day 6 of the search and rescue effort in Surfside, Florida, where that condo building collapsed, killing at least 11 people. 150 are still missing. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
It's taking a toll on everyone, including ER Dr. Howard Lieberman, who's been there since day one.
A good friend of mine, he lost 3 people. Another friend of mine just texted me, her friend is missing. Please, could you find her? And then you have the loved ones that show up and they're screaming the name of the person who's missing.
Martin Langsfeld is missing his sister and brother-in-law.
I really believe miracles do happen.
An expert on disaster survival is talking about that, and our Julie Walker's got that too.
Professor Joseph Barbara says deciding to transition from rescue to recovery is agonizing.
The uncertainty that you could be leaving someone alive behind by ending too early, versus the concerns about continuing to push in a high-risk rescue mode.
I'm Julie Walker.
The National Weather Service is warning the brutal heat in parts of the West will continue for the next few days. Seattle hit 108 degrees yesterday. Meteorologists are blaming what they call a dome of high pressure over the Northwest, made worse, they say, by human-caused climate change. 2 people were killed and 3 injured in a natural gas pipeline explosion in Texas. It happened at an Atmos Energy facility in Collin County near Farmersville. That's about 35 miles northeast of Dallas. Authorities say this appears to be an accident. The last remaining U.S. soldiers will leave Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan in the next few days. Bagram was a symbol of the U.S. effort to avenge the 9/11 attacks. This is AP News. Germany's seeing some extreme weather. Our Charles de Ledesma's overseas with this.
Thunderstorms hit Germany late on Monday, and torrential rains poured down on the southern and western parts of the country, leading to dozens of accidents and hundreds of firefighter operations throughout the night. In Stuttgart, parts of the roof and several statues of the city's historic opera house were thrown to the ground by the winds. Altogether, rescue teams were called in more than 330 times in Stuttgart, with regional train services also interrupted for hours. Across much of the affected region, felled trees have had to be cut and removed by firefighters. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in Greece have recovered 2 paintings by Picasso and Mondrian nearly 10 years after they were stolen from a big art gallery in Athens. No details. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.